This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1111. Forgetting these prepositions gets 5 for vocabulary.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
How can phrasal verbs affect your IELTS speaking scores? Get them wrong and your score goes down. Tune in today to learn 4 phrasal verbs about work, studies, and life obligations. To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Good morning, Aubrey, or afternoon. It's morning here. How are you?
Yes. I'm great. I'm excited about this episode. I actually really love phrasal verbs and teaching phrasal verbs. And
they are fun.
Because it's one of the most difficult things. And it's so exciting when students start using them correctly in IELTS speaking and boosting their vocabulary scores.
So here is a good thing to highlight, though. Notice, guys, that Aubrey said speaking, because phrasal verbs are considered inappropriate for academic writing. We don't want to use 2 words when we can think of 1 word with the same meaning that's better. Okay. It's kind of an academic writing rule that in this case does work on IELTS as well, because hopefully you guys have been listening for a while. You are aware how different IELTS writing is to normal academic writing, but this is one of those things they have in common, guys, the formality of vocab. So today, these phrasal verbs, though, this is a whole other story for speaking. Phrasal verbs used correctly will raise your vocab score for speaking, guys.
Yes, exactly right. And if you don't know what score you would get if you took today, I think this is tragic. You should know. If I took IELTS today, what would I score? Where am I at? So we have created a free 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore to get your score and free resources. Do it today, guys.
So the reason why we thought of this episode today is because a YouTube subscriber on IELTS Energy TV left a great comment, honestly, but used a phrasal verb incorrectly. And I was like, oh, that is a mistake I could see other students making for sure. So I did a video a while back on speaking part 1 strategies, 3 ways to impress the examiner. So go check that out on IELTS Energy TV, guys, if you haven't already. But the comment said, so good, especially the 3rd strategy is great for speaking while I'm training for IELTS. And then he said, thank you at all. So I think what he meant was like, thank you all of you, or thank you for everything, or a huge thanks. But that's not what comes through, right? So what's the difference between all and at all?
Yeah, at all means more like ever. We would say like, I don't do this at all, meaning I don't do this ever. I never do this. Whereas all alone means everything.
Right? It's so crazy. Phrasal verbs are really interesting, guys.
Yeah.
Aubrey and I may nerd out a little bit today, but like I find this so fascinating that adding this teeny tiny little 2-letter preposition like basically turns the definition 180 degrees. Like we go from all to never with just at. I mean, that's so wild.
Actually. Right.
Yeah. So guys, at all is awesome to put at the end of a sentence when you are emphasizing that something never happens. So if on the exam, right, on speaking, you're asked like, do you enjoy going to museums? Some students might say, to be honest, I don't like museums at all, or something like that. Or how often do you read books? And you're like, I don't read books at all. It's just I never read them, right?
And notice the intonation, right? We really emphasize the all, at all.
That's a good point. Yeah, totally, guys. Remember to increase that pronunciation score. You have to slow down because you have to give some words room to be expressed. Like here, don't just rush through at all. We don't talk like that, right? Mm-hmm. If you want a great pronunciation score, emphasize important words. In this case, this phrase carries like all the important meaning of that sentence, right? So we need to slow down and say those words louder. At all. Okay, so that is what inspired this episode. And then we thought of three more phrasal verbs, guys. All of these phrasal verbs can be used in a lot of different IELTS answers, guys. Questions about work or studies, questions about responsibility, obligations, parenting, life routines. Like, we can use these phrasal verbs all over the place, guys, and they're simple meanings. So hopefully you guys can learn these four phrasal verbs today and practice using them. Okay, what is the next phrase?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah. So the phrasal verb make up, I use this a lot talking to my kids about their schoolwork. Are there any assignments you need to make up? Meaning you missed it. You didn't do it. You need to get it done. Or if they got a low score, they can make up the grade by redoing it, getting a higher grade and replacing it.
Yeah, make up we use in a couple different ways, right? But it has the meaning of to make something better, right? Or to fix something. So even if two people have an argument, let's say, if they want to patch things up, there's another phrasal verb there, patch up. We could say I hope they make up, which means I hope they fix whatever's wrong and get back to normal. So it's like making things good again, to make up. But we do often use this for work stuff, right? Or schoolwork stuff. If you fall behind, that's the next phrasal verb. Fall behind means that you have a lot of stuff that you need to do and you should have done it already, right? You have fallen behind with your work. So the next way you fix that, be like, I need to make this up. I need to do this now. I think that's better for homework in some ways than like work, because we actually call work you take home from school that you didn't do during the day because you fell behind. We call that makeup work. Or if you're sick and you miss school, the teacher will give you a makeup packet, right? So it's very strongly associated with school.
But the way use it for work is like, I need to make up some ground. If we're talking about we're behind on a project and we need to catch up, which we'll talk about that phrasal verb as well, but we'll say, I need to make up some ground. I feel like it's often collocated with some ground. And that just means I'm behind. And so I need to work on this to get to where I need to be.
That's so fun. I love expanding that into a more formal idiom, I would say, like just by adding some ground. It's not formal because it's still a phrasal verb, but it does sound impressive, guys, to make up some ground. That is a long phrase that if you use it correctly on IELTS, I promise you the examiner will be very impressed. I know I've never heard a student say that. Have you?
No, right. And just as an aside, I know you guys have heard the word makeup for, you know, cosmetics people put on their faces, right? And it is the same meaning because we say you're making up your face by improving your face in some way, putting something on. So it is, they are using the phrasal verb to refer to cosmetics.
It is related, isn't it? Oh my gosh. That's sad. That really puts the perspective on makeup that I wish more people had. You know what I mean? That it's like, just like, you look fine. Like, don't feel like you need to fix something that's broken. You know what I mean?
You're saying, like, I'm going to go improve my face.
Right. No. I know that sounds terrible. Okay. So the last phrasal verb, guys, to catch up. I actually did a social media post on this week. Oddly enough, if you're not following us on social media, guys, check us out on Instagram or Twitter or TikTok. TikTok, you don't stop. I don't know what song that's from, but it's from something in the 80s. So catch up, Aubrey. When do you use this?
Yeah, so I actually used this while I was trying to describe makeup, right? It means you're behind and you need to get to where you're actually supposed to be. So you need to catch up. We often use this when we're comparing ourselves with someone else. If we see someone is ahead of us, we'll say, oh, I need to catch up in a race. Like physically, we could catch up our distance, our location. And also if it's an assignment or a project, you need to catch up if you're behind in some way.
Exactly. So if you're behind in some way, like physically or with the amount of work, catching up just means you like get to where you should be, right? You're expected to be in a certain place and you need to hurry up and get there. So it could be doing a bunch of work, a bunch of studying. But okay, so this reminds me of a super cheesy pun joke. You'll remember it when I start.
I cannot wait.
Okay, guys, listen to this pun joke. What did the mama tomato say to the baby tomato?
What?
Catch up. So it's funny because
I should have been able to come up with that.
Because ketchup is the red sauce, right? That we put on burgers and hot dogs or whatever. Very American. But it's
which very oddly, we don't spell it like the phrasal verb it sounds like. And there are two accepted weird spellings. Look up the spelling of ketchup, guys. Very strange.
It is odd, right? Because it's not spelled like the phrasal verb we're saying. Catch, which is that verb, right? And then up. You guys know how to spell those things. But American ketchup is its own unique spelling. Well, let's just tell you what it is, guys, because you might use this if you're writing a general letter about a barbecue.
Sure.
So ketchup, I see it more often, K-E-T-C-H-U-P, ketchup. But then there's another spelling that's weird, C-U-T-S-U-P.
C-A. I don't know why, but it's
C-A-T-S-U-P.
S-U-P. It's so strange. So I guess
weird.
That's more similar to catch up, and we've just sort of changed it to cats.
So weird.
It's so weird. But they're both accepted. They would both be counted as right in a letter.
Why are English speakers so odd?
So
we
odd.
Just over the years, you know, as a group speaking a language, we've made some very weird choices, and I apologize to all of you guys on behalf of all of us.
I know it makes spelling so tricky. We're very sorry. It's
so
hard.
Ugh, that's why we're here, guys. Yes. We're here to help you so you're not getting tricked. Okay, guys, so if you can use these phrasal verbs correctly, you will raise your vocabulary score for speaking and general training informal letters, by the way. So remember, guys, you can get more free resources from us and your estimated IELTS band score. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore and take our free IELTS quiz.
Awesome. This was a really fun one today. I love phrasal verbs.
Super fun. We got a little pun joke in there. I'm happy about that.
Win-win.
All right, Aubrey. See you next week.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.